All right, the old Foggy Mountain Breakdown, getting us started there, and we'll send that one out to Chester Carnes. That, of course, the great Earl Scruggs, and might be the king of all banjo instrumentals there, the Foggy Mountain Breakdown. That's a great one. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Listener's Choice Magazine, edition number 26. My name's Roger Smith, and this tape comes to you from 115 North Keats Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Keats is spelled K-E-A-T-S. Our telephone number, if you want to get in request that way, is area code 502-721-7634, where the machine is always on. Or you can email us at snakeguy@bellsouth.net. Now, you can also bring down this magazine on the World Wide Web at www.bluegrasspals.com and go to the Listener's Choice field, and you can bring it down. We do recommend that you have high-speed internet if you're going to do that. It makes it a whole lot faster, and it's a little slow even then, but high-speed certainly makes it a lot faster. I also should mention something at this point about back issues. We have a lot of relatively new listeners to this magazine, and several of you recently have asked about back issues, or if we can send you some back issues or that sort of thing. We make back issues available at a cost of $1 each, and that just really does nothing more than to cover the tape and our employees' time to fix up the package and get it ready to go and that sort of thing. We're not trying to make money on this deal. It's just we need that to cover our cost. You'll get the first 11 issues, I think, were 60-minute tapes, and the rest have been 90s, and that's what you'll get. And you just need to send us a check or money order or however you want to handle it, made out to Roger Smith for the amount of the issues that you want. This is edition number 26. So if this is the first issue you're getting, you'd need to send us a check for $25 and let us know that you need the 25 back issues. If you have already had some of the issues, then start, you know, wherever wherever it's right for you to start. If you only need 22 issues, then it would be $22. So it's $1 an issue either way you look at it, and we'll get those out to you just as soon as we can. We run a little behind sometimes, but we'll get them out within a fairly short time if you're interested in the back issues. So now, I think our house cleaning is done, and let's get to some good music here and start out with one from Carl Smith. This is an old one, dates back into the early 50s, sometime in the early 50s. We used to have this on an old 78 record. The big hit, There She Goes, was the other side of what I'm about to play. This one's called Blame Old Lonesome Time, and notice the incorrect pronoun in this particular song, okay? Here's Carl Smith.
The word going round that I've been seen a dating all over town. The things I've been doing is no fault of mine, so don't judge me guilty, blame old lonesome time. Oh, please believe me, darling, I could love no one else. I just kept the blues alone by myself, with no one to talk to. I did nothing but time. So don't judge me guilty, blame old lonesome time. sometimes kept talking to my broken heart, and nights were so lonely while we were apart. If I had been with you and not on my mind, there'd be no such gossip caused by old lonesome time. So now you're the judge, and I issue my plea. So think of yourself just left alone like me. If you sentence me, darling, let it be a short time. But don't judge me guilty, blame old lonesome time.
Yes, sir. If I had been with you and not on my mind. Carl Smith there, and blame old lonesome times. You know, you might. Some of you may wonder why they would have let a thing like that go in a recording studio. And possibly they didn't notice it in time. Possibly they didn't pick up on it. But it's also possible that it was because at that time they probably were not even using tape to record. They were very likely still using the old acetate wax records. And, of course, there was certainly a limit then to the number of takes that they wanted to do. And even if they were using tape, they were not using multi-tracks. So you could not just go in. It was all done live, and you couldn't just go in and overdub and correct a mistake like that. So very interesting. There are other errors like that in country music. I know, for example, the Louvin Brothers put out a gospel song at one point, and Ira was doing a recitation in the song, and he talked about eminies. He just plain said the word wrong. He talked about eminies, and that was allowed to get passed, so it happens occasionally. Anyway, fantastic record there from Carl Smith. Well, it's comedy time here on the Listener's Choice. We always get a comedy in every edition, and this time we're going to go to Hank Williams Jr. And I'll set this one up a little bit. If you have the single My Heaven Can't Be Found, you have this song because it's on the back side of that single, that 45 from back in the mid-80s, I guess. It was never released on an album, and that's the way Hank wanted to do it, and that's the way he did it. But if you've been to a doctor's office lately, you might think this one's kind of cute. Here's Bo Cephas.
I woke up this morning with a headache, a fever, and I think a cold. My stomach was really turning over. I felt pretty rotten, you know. Spent the rest of the day in the bedroom. Didn't get any better that night. I decided I needed a doctor. I learned so much about human rights. Oh, I knew lots of doctors in Houston before they transferred me out to L.A. My new boss said, son, no problem, I'll get you a doctor today. He called me back with some numbers that I have been dialing since 10. It's now 2 o'clock in the evening. Lots of time in the bathroom's been spent. But I finally got an appointment, and this is what she had to say. Today is the 10th of December, your appointment's the 14th of May. I said, now lady, you don't understand. I wouldn't be calling if I didn't mean it. I am sick. I gotta have some attention. Do you understand me? She said, well, in that case, Dr. Adams isn't taking new patients. He's much too busy, you see. On Monday, he must see his tailor. On Tuesday, his show's on TV. On Wednesday, he plays golf with the governor. On Thursday, he takes his rolls for a spin. On Friday, he'll be at the office to get Nurse Johnson for the weekend. I said, oh, that's great. I ranted and raved and contorted. You could say I had a fit. I only made myself sicker. And then to top it off, I had to go rest. I called back that doctor's office. My story I just had to tell. I said, lady, if I'm sick in December, by me, I'll be dead sure as hell. She said, well, sir, I really don't have anything to do with Dr. Adams' schedule. And since you want to be so nasty about it, Dr. Adams isn't taking new patients. He's much too busy, you see. On Monday, he must see his tailor. On Tuesday, his commercial's on TV. On Wednesday, he plays golf with the gov. On Thursday, he takes the rolls for a spin. But on Friday, he'll be at the office to pick me up for the weekend. Have a nice day now. Oh, you ratting, ratting, bang, ruts, ratting, grunting, grunting.
I got a letter today from Shirley Miller. She's living in Ohio in a Presbyterian home. She's married a preacher and raising a family. She said she wrote the letter 'cause she was scared to phone. She said she still remembers things she said she wouldn't. She asked about my travels and if Cleveland's on my horizon. Shirley says she's chilly in that cold Ohio weather, but I think she's warmer than the hell her husband talks about. She said she was happy and hoped that I was too, but I could read between the lines, knowing Shirley like I do. She can't hide the way she feels behind the perfume note. I could tell her hand was shaking in the letter Shirley wrote.
Shirley said she didn't expect me to answer. She said she only wanted to get a few things off her chest. I tore up the letter and said a prayer for the preacher. I let him and the good Lord take care of the rest.
She said she was happy and hoped that I was too, but I could read between the lines, knowing Shirley like I do. It's probably just a passing thing. I think she'll be alright. And I'm glad that Shirley never wrote what she sat down to write.
Well, we've had a lot of requests for songs from the Statler Brothers. Of course, that goes back to the day when Lou was doing the tenor for them. Harold, Don, Phil, and Lou, they're from the late 70s, I guess. It's their album, the song's called Shirley Miller, and it was from their album called Sons of the Motherland, and I think it was probably sometime back in the late 70s. Good song there from the Statler Brothers. Hope you enjoyed that one. Let's get one in here for Mike Lance. He wanted to hear The Night Miss Nancy Ann's Hotel for Single Girls Burned Down. Now, this is not what I remember is the original version of this song. The version that we have is by Hank Thompson. It's the only version we have in the house. And as I remember, back in the 60s, this song was out by Tex Williams. But I'm going to play this one by Hank Thompson and hope that that might be the one you remember, Mike, or at least that you'll enjoy it. Here's Hank.
Now Miss Nancy Ann ran a boarding house with a faded sign that read, Single rooms for single girls, no men allowed, it said. Now rumor had it that if a gentleman was willing to pay a fee, he could always go down to Nancy Ann's for some feminine company. Now one night in June in the bedded room I was chalking up with a friend. He was set to break when through the door old Leo James ran in. There's a fire that just broke out, he yelled, and it's down at Nancy Ann's. So we dropped our cue sticks on the floor and down the street we ran. Though the flames were hot and the smoke was thick, not a single life was lost, and the reason for the blaze was never found. But it long will be remembered in our local history as the fire that nearly scandalized the town. The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel for single girls burned down. When we got to the place, the front was ablaze and so was the second floor. So we crossed the track, went around to the back and stopped at the alley door. We was catching our breath when that door flew open and knocked poor Leo flat. And out through the smoke ran Mayor Will, wearing nothing but a black silk hat. And right behind him with his shirt tail afire came our local chief of police. Then the banker Jones with the red-headed girl he had always said was his niece. Then I spied Miss Nancy Ann herself helping someone out of the fire. Her arm around the red bald head of old Judge McIntyre. A deacon, a dentist, a deputy sheriff, and one state congressman. A county physician, the city mortician, out through the flames they ran. A grand parade of girls and gals and half-clad gentlemen. Out through the heat of smoke that reeked of French perfume and gin. Well, the flames were hot and the smoke was thick, not a single life was lost. And the reason for the blaze was never found. But it long will be remembered in our local history as the fire that nearly scandalized the town. The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel for single girls burned down.
The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel for single girls burned down.
Everybody was out of that girl's hotel by the time the roof caved in. And we were heading back to the billiard hall when Leo turned to my friend. He said, I believe that's the funniest show that I've ever seen in town. The so-called elite caught out in the street with their pompous purity down. Though the flames were hot and the smoke was thick, not a single life was lost. And the reason for the blaze was never found. But it long will be remembered in our local history as the fire that nearly scandalized the town. The night Miss Nancy Ann's hotel for single girls burned down.
I can remember us cruising through town in your daddy's car with the top pulled down, looking so cool. We came from different sides of the track, but we still held hands out back of the old school. We spent all our time together, laughing and having fun. We swore that we'd love forever, 'cause that was the way things were done at the old. Both made it to our graduation. You chose a college, I chose a vocation, driving 18 wheels. I became a part of your past. You went and married some guy in your class. He was a big deal. Your picture was in all the papers. You made such a lovely bride. They said you were going places, but me, I just went for a ride down by the old school.
Old school.
I got married to a sweet young girl and kept driving for the line. Then he left you behind in the big house with the swimming pool. Now you drive your kids down to the old school. Now here we are at the reunion of the class. You asked my wife if we could have one dance for the old times. We're slow dancing across the old gym floor. You whisper it could be just like before. Call me sometime. You ask if I understand you. Well, yes, I'm afraid I do. You say everybody does it, but I don't care if they do. I'm from the old school.
From long about 1986, and we'll send that one out to Pat Acosta in Austin, Texas. She wanted to hear one from John Connolly there, and that's one of his good ones, the old school. Thanks for requesting that, Pat. Well, it's time to get a new one in. We always like to get at least one new one, and in this particular case, we're going to get a couple of newer songs in. And this first one is something that we very rarely do here on the Listener's Choice magazine, because the song I'm about to play is on the charts. In fact, it's way up at the top of the charts as we speak. And I know that obviously if you keep up with the new country music charts, the Billboard charts or whatever, then you know about this song, and obviously you've heard it. But some of us do not keep up with the charts that well, and if you haven't heard this song, you need to, because every once in a while, something new comes out that is just really, really good, really special, and I believe that this one is. So I'm going to play it for you here today on The Listener's Choice. This is Phil Vassar and The Last Day of My Life.
just left Bobby's house. The service was today. Got me thinking about how fragile life is as I drove away. You know Amy was his only love. In a moment she was gone, long gone. It could have been me or you. Oh baby, there's no time to lose. So I'm gonna bring home a dozen roses and pour us a glass of wine. Back when it's gone down, so much I wanna do with you, but I can't be around. Well, time's been just like a thief. It's stolen too much from us, and once it's gone, we can't make it up. So tonight, let's get back in.
What about you? that you are the same one that once meant so much, who I loved so true. It's hard to know I worship the false one, but I've paid for it. What about you? Every day your memory grows dimmer, clouds drift away, sunshine peeps through. Every night, no longer you haunt me, my conscience is clear. What about you?
A great one from Johnny and Jack there, and what about you? Let's say another word or two about this Phil Vassar thing. That not only was that song just a fantastic song, or at least I certainly think it was, but he has a good album out that I highly recommend. It's a little bit of a different album. It's called Hits Volume 1, but Phil took, well, he put his hits on the album. All of his hits are there, and then he recorded some of the songs that he's written, which other people have recorded. I'm thinking specifically of My Next 30 Years that Tim McGraw recorded, a couple of songs, I'm All Right, and Bye Bye My Baby Bye Bye that Jody Messina recorded. It's a good album. It really came out great. It was well produced. It was just a really, really nice album. I highly recommend it for all you Phil Vassar fans out there. Well, we just played Johnny and Jack. Let's stick with the bluegrass genre here and get the other new one that I was telling you about. I told you there were going to be two new songs on this edition. This is a girl whose name is Alicia Nugent, and expect her to be up and coming in the Bluegrass Association as far as female vocalist and that sort of thing is concerned. I think she has a lot of potential. This song is from her latest CD, which I believe is her second one, and you know, it seems to be, and I know a lot of us who like the older country music really are not that into some of the newer stuff. We feel like it's overproduced and too loud and that sort of thing. I have found that if you go into bluegrass, you really get a lot of the sounds and subject matter and the whole bit that we've all been familiar with in country music for these many years. And it's really refreshing. And certainly I, as I just gave an example with the Phil Vassar thing there, I like some of the new country music, but I really like this new bluegrass stuff too. And let's give a listen to this and see what you think about it. Alicia Nugent here.
Far beyond lonesome at the end of the line, just short of crazy, I made up that I'm gonna love you the best that I can. You don't have to return it, it's out of my hands. I can't make you love me, God knows I've tried. These days I'm used to taste of my pride. I've thought it all over, and to tell you the truth, when it comes down to us, it's all up to you. Maybe you don't. Maybe you need me. Maybe you won't. It don't really matter. You're a bridge I won't burn. I've made my decision. Now it's your turn. I can't make you love me. God knows I've tried. These days I'm used to the taste of my pride. I've thought it all over, and to tell you the truth, when it comes down to us, it's all up to you. I'll love you forever, that's all I can do. When it comes down to us, it's all up to you.
Claude Gray there, and I'll have another cup of coffee, then I'll go. A big, big hit for him back in the early 60s, along about 60 or 61, I guess. Well, that's just about going to do it for side one of the Listener's Choice magazine, or file A, depending on how you're getting us. Join us over on side two, or file B, and we're going to start it out with one from Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton.